I'm Matt Bush with BPR News. I'm speaking with Smoky Mountain News reporter Corey Valancourt.
Hi, Matt.
The town is trying to ban certain things from future parades. So talk about that. What happened at this year's Labor Day parade and what response has happened since then?
The town of Canton is home to the South's oldest Labor Day parade. I believe it's been going on for 111 years now. And at the last Labor Day parade on September 4th, there were some folks there who had displayed the Confederate flag. And certainly this hadn't been a problem a century prior. But a Canton alderman got home and said he had received some complaints from some folks who were also people of color. And he promised them that he would look into the issue.
What has happened since then? The town is looking at making some changes for future parades about what can be displayed.
That's right, Matt. On October 26th, Ralph Hamlet, who's a Canton alderman and also a professor of political communications at Brevard College, presented an ordinance that he'd been working on, or I'm sorry, not an ordinance, a proposed policy. And he had consulted the Anti-Defamation League as well as the ACLU in its drafting, and he introduced this at a board meeting. No further action was taken because obviously they wanted to allow the town attorney to be able to have a look at it. It's obviously a very thorny question, constitutional issue that involves speech, and so this is not something that you run into without an expert opinion.
But it would be banning offensive symbols, is that correct? And explain sort of what gets banned under this. If it gets approved, we're obviously a long ways from that.
Well, it's not completely accurate to call it a ban on symbols. In his consultation with the ADL, Hamlet discovered that numerous Supreme Court cases have upheld the rights of municipalities to limit speech based on time, place, and manner. And that's what's important here. Nowhere in the proposed policy does it say it's going to ban the Confederate flag or anything else. It simply says that these parades are meant to be family-friendly, they're meant to be inclusive, and they're paid for with taxpayer money. And so there are appropriate times for certain images and there are inappropriate times. And all this proposed policy seeks to do is define that it's inappropriate to display vulgarity, nudity, symbols of hate, symbols of illegal activity. Things like a marijuana leaf, a bumper sticker on your car would not be prohibited. A Confederate flag would be prohibited because it's defined by the Anti-Defamation League as a hate symbol.
This goes back, I think, to some of the debate that's been going on about the Confederate monuments in our region, too, that it goes back to the history of the area. So particularly, let's take the Confederate flag. What sort of responses have people from the town said to this? Again, proposal far from being approved, but what sort of response has there been from the town?
After Hamlet presented the proposed policy on October 26th, the next town meeting was on November 9th. The issue wasn't on the agenda, but it had stirred up enough of a social media storm that plenty of people showed up. And they all spoke during the public comment session. Now, you do have some diehards who continue to cite the heritage aspect of the Confederate flag and say that they never owned slaves and they don't support slavery, but the flag has a special place here in Western North Carolina. We also had another speaker who came up and said that he felt there was more righteousness in that St. Andrew's cross than there was on any boat bearing an American flag that brought slaves to the United States. So you have that side of the argument, and then you have the other side of the argument, which is how can you possibly dictate what is appropriate and what is not? So we had a woman who runs an anti-drug organization in town, and she has a banner. And on that banner, there is a bottle of spilled pills, there is a marijuana leaf, and there's also a syringe. And she brought that to the meeting and presented it to the entire crowd and said, if this proposal was enacted, I would not be able to march in the parade. We also had a pastor who cited part of the ordinance that said if any group is offended by any sort of cause, he opined that it's possible that someone could take offense with his Christian views and his church wouldn't be able to march in the parade. So again, it's a very, very complex issue. Again, it wasn't on the agenda that night, so no action was taken, and that's where it sits today. But there has been a prolonged discussion in Canton and in Western North Carolina as to what this proposed policy might mean.
So what is next? You said there was no decision made that night because it wasn't on the agenda. So what is next? I mean, is this just under study phase right now, or is possible action coming at some point here?
Well, I'll tell you what's next, and that's the Canton Christmas Parade. The proposed policy would not affect this in the slightest. However, I think you're going to see a good amount of Confederate flag supporters showing up and ringing the sidewalks. Now, in the municipal sense, what's next? This is a very weird time. We have a new mayor and two new aldermen coming onto the Canton board. We're going into the holidays, and then we're going to get into budget season. The next possible opportunity that any proposed policy could take effect would be next Labor Day and then next Christmas. So there's no real rush. I think that there's a strong desire on the part of town officials to get this right one way or the other. So as we move into the new year and a new mayor in Canton, this may not be top of mind for that administration, but I assure you they will deal with it at some point. In fact, at the meeting, incoming Mayor Smathers did say, this is a discussion that we have to have.
Corey Valancourt, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Matt.